रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 Verse 35 and 36, Devarsya Arasvai Vastatsu Tatra Brahmatma Jajitsu Rajan Yadangra Pujayam Mata Patra Tayachita Jiva Rati Virakirna Andako Sangri Pomahan तन्मूल स्वाद गति देद्या सर्व जीवात्मा तर्पणम ओ किंग युधिष्ठिर द देवी गॉड्स मेनी ग्रेट सेजेस एंड सेंट्स इंक्लूडिंग इवन द फोर सन्स ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा And myself were present at your Rajasya sacrificial ceremony. But when there was a question of who should be first person worshipped, everyone decided upon Lord Krishna, the Supreme Person. The entire universe, which is full of living entities, is like a tree whose root is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Achyuta. Simply by worshipping Lord Krishna, one worships all living entities. The entire universe, which is full of living entities,
is like a tree.
Whose root is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Achyuta Krishna.
Therefore, simply by worshipping Lord Krishna.
One can worship all living entities. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvita. And the source of all spiritual and material worlds, everything emanates from me. The wives who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service. Where did they go? क्या हो गया इमरजेंसी मोर इम्पोर्टेंट दैन भागवत क्लास आई एम द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल स्पिरिचुअल एंड मटेरियल वर्ल्ड्स एवरीथिंग एमिनेट्स फ्रॉम मी Wives who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. People are very much anxious to give service to other living entities, especially to the poor. But although they have manufactured many ways to give such help, actually they are expert in killing the poor living entities. This sort of service at mercy is not recommended in the Vedic wisdom. As stated in a previous verse, it has been decided by expert saintly persons that Krishna is the root of everything. And worshipping Krishna is worshipping everyone. just as supplying water to the root of a tree means satisfying all its branches and twigs. Another point is, this universe is full of living entities from top to bottom. On every planet, Jiva Rasivir Akirna. Modern scientists, so-called scholars, think that there are no living entities on the planets other than this Earth planet. Recently they have said that they have gone to the moon but did not find any living entities there. But Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature do not agree with this foolish conception. There are living entities everywhere. Not only one or two, but Jiva Rasi Bhi, many millions of living entities. Even on the sun, there are living entities, although it is a very fiery planet. The chief living entity on the sun is called Vivasvan. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Praktavan Ahamavayan. All the different planets are filled with different types of living entities according to different living conditions. To suggest that only this planet is filled with living entities and all other vacant planets are vacant is foolish. This betrays a lack of real knowledge. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्वस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपपदान्वयं ददाति स्वपदान्तकम्. जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Narad Muni is saying, at one time there was Rajasya sacrifice performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj, and part of the conclusion of Rajasya sacrifice is that they would worship the Supreme Person, Agra Puja. Just like in any function, we give credit to the leader. Successful Jagannath Rath Yatra, oh, well organized, well done. One who is at the top of all this, they will be given some recognition. So the Rajasya sacrifice is successfully done. So they have to worship the best person. Or the supreme person. The demigods were there. Many great sages and saints were there. The kings were there. The four sons of Lord Brahma, they were also there. And Narada Muni was also there. So when there was a question of who should be worshipped first, just like we also have this etiquette, when the lamp comes out, who will be respected first? Prabhupada. Because he has introduced us to Krishna consciousness. And then the leaders are, spiritual leader is a sannyasi, and managerial leader is the president. Then we respect after Prabhupada, the sannyasis, Prabhupada's disciples, and the temple presidents, and then everybody. So here, by worldly calculation, Krishna was not very elderly. Krishna was like very young man, like Narada, four Kumaras, a manager, rishis and saintly persons. Not only demigods. And Narada Muni, who travels in all the three worlds, respected as Devarishi. Generally, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's what we read. The Bhagavata culture, many examples. The whole Bhagavatam shows how to do things properly without offenses, how to do things properly so that you can get full blessings. How to do things properly, by whose guidance. So whenever there is assembly, the organizer is supposed to know that Krishna was Dwarkadish and Vipra Sudama came. Sudama Brahmin, and immediately Krishna got up from his seat and offered him the best place. And what brings prosperity? What creates auspiciousness? There are people who are learned by knowledge, people who are elderly by age. Elderly people have to be respected. Suppose you are M.Tech and your father is no-tech. But still, you have to, because you are born from your father. The techs have no use. You vow your very existence to your father. Father may be simply an attendant and a peon, and you are M.Tech, big engineer, but you have to respect your father, not artificially, what is this M.Tech and all that. What is necessary is we should have proper behavior, right? Behavior is important than degrees. They use the word. Perfection and they use the two English words. Perfection and affection. Perfection means very learned man. He has a head. Affection means heart. Suppose you are a very learned man and you mistreat everybody else. Yeah, I am so learned. There is affection. You may not have so much learning and degrees and all that, but you know how to respect others, how to be polite, respectful. Vidya dadati vinayam. So it is not your education, but how you respect all living entities. How you see the same Atma in everybody. How you have to recognize people by their gentle behavior, not by degrees. That is the problem with the modern day society. Modern day society, people are puffed up. If the puri is too puffed up, what happens? Burst. Hava nikal jayega. So what is the use of this M.Tech and these degrees? Is that right? That's why Srikant is very humbly sitting to develop what is called affection. Affection is more than perfection. So, everybody was there, demigods, very powerful personalities, rishis and munis, very learned people, but there is only one person, that's the word Achyuta is used. Achyuta means one who cannot have ill behavior, fallen, Achyuta, Padavichyutu, Padavichyutu. Ousted from his job, Padavichyuta. Achyuta means infallible in everything. Anything, Krishna is infallible in his protection. Krishna will protect, Krishna can protect everyone, Achyuta. That means Krishna will never have partiality. Do you think Krishna is partial to Arjuna? No, because Arjuna is a very nice person, but people don't recognize that. So, Krishna is showing, Arjuna is special. Arjuna sees everybody by their qualification. When it's a qualification according to Bhagavad Gita, not the degrees, according to Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma. This is the qualification, guna. What is your guna? You are a street sweeper. You are a street sweeper, but you are a gentleman. You will not lie. You don't disrespect others. That means degrees don't bring behavior. You have to learn behavior from other well-behaved people. You don't know. That's why we learn from spiritual people, saintly people. Spiritual people means who are transcendental, who have controlled their ignorance, passion, goodness, so they know in any situation how to do things. He's in control of his mind. So he knows who is superior, who has to be respected first, who is an advanced soul. Advanced in education is different from advanced spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement means to what degree you have conquered three modes of material nature. Spiritual advancement, if modes are more influential, you are not spiritually advanced. If modes are controlled very nicely, then you are spiritually advanced. Either the mind controls you or the soul controls the mind. Controls the soul or soul controls the mind. So a person who controls the mind by spiritual strength, he knows everything. He knows the good behavior. So Lord Krishna is wholly transcendental person, completely. We sometimes come to transcendental and then we again fall achyuta, chyuta. But Krishna, although ajopisan avayatma bhutanam isurapisan, although Krishna comes to this material world, Krishna, he is not influenced by three modes of material nature. So Krishna's every dealing is perfect. Krishna's every behavior is perfect. When he is telling, kill Karna, when he is in a helpless condition, generally fight should be between equals. If somebody is doing something else, then you just kill him. It's not a fair fight, right? It's not fair. You should be given equal opportunity. Also, you have a club, I have a club. Alright, we'll mushti yuddha. Let's fight with our hands. Not that you have a gun and I come like this. It's not fair. That killing is not fair. You have a gun, I have a gun. Then it's okay. So Krishna, why did he tell Arjuna to kill Karna? And Karna's two hands are engaged in something else. He's not, Arjuna had astras and Karna is just some problem he's trying to set it up and kill him. So that means Krishna knows, we only see things from a very small perspective. Just like we are devotees, we lost our money, somebody just viswasghat, you trusted and gave the money. Not that you don't know, you know, if you give money, you should keep some security, normal dealings, you know. when you are giving money to someone whom you consider is a gentleman, we don't need to write any papers, we don't need to keep any security. Somebody a thorough gentleman, he's going, no, it's okay, you take it and when you think, give it. So you do help to someone like that, and after that he doesn't keep his word. So we are devotees, and when something happens like that, I think he has ditched our faith in him. Viswasane omujayadu. Viswas ghatakam. Means you simply you presented yourself like a Vaishnava, but you did not behave like a Vaishnava. So the point is, we see from a very small perspective. We only know this dealing. I gave him some money, he did not return the money. I was so gentleman, then I did not demand him to keep some security. I did not demand him to put it in writing, so it is a legal document. When two gentlemen, when two good people deal, generally you don't need to document anything. That the other gentleman, even if you don't want, he doesn't want to keep. Don't give it back. Because you helped me when I was in need, and now I have to return what you have given with extra. Because you helped me when I was in need. So these are all called gentle behavior. So the demigods were there, great sages. In what is Krishna's age? Demigods are very powerful, universal representatives, the saintly person. They have undergone so much tapasya, they are so learned, they have such mystic powers. The kings were very mighty kings. Krishna is like a young man. That's why the first worship was given to Krishna, because name vidu suragana prabhavanna marshya ahamari devana so although Krishna looks young man, the people were very elderly to him. People are rishis and munis. Krishna was given the agra puja. Simply because Krishna was God. So Krishna may be less in age. Krishna may be taking a humble position before his superiors. Krishna will take a humble position, but that doesn't make Krishna small. So Krishna is given first worship. Krishna is greater than anyone else. Although Krishna may not exhibit his learning, but Krishna knows everything, is that right? Krishna may not, because we are vidimidi jnana. We go, oh, I know. But Krishna is a very deep person. It's called unsolicited advice. We want to show off our knowledge. So without being asked, we want to impress others. Oh, you know, I know. Do you know that I know? But Krishna is a very deep person. Only when I have to contribute, I will contribute. I don't have to make a show of anything. The great people are like that. Great people, they don't want to exhibit their greatness. But they want to utilize their greatness for the benefit of others. They want to utilize their greatness for the benefit of others. That means they are not looking for any self-seeking. They are not looking for any recognition. That's the greatness of Krishna. All of us, we are swayed by Labha, Puja and Pratishtha. All of us are swayed. If I glorify you, all smiles. If I chastise you, you become like a bird, shrunken bird. But when you think before Krishna, before many, many great devotees of the history, what are we before Yudhishthira Maharaj? What are we before Prahlad Maharaj? What are we before Vyasadeva? What are we before Narada Muni? That means if you have a very broad mind, you feel very small, right? Very small. What am I in this world? And whatever I know, maybe you are knowing a lot, but whatever you know, you are manufacturing a head or what? Are you manufacturing it? No. That's why we are indebted. We are indebted. We have to. Our survival depends on supply of demigods. Our culture, our knowledge becomes dependent on superiors because they are handing over the tradition. Suppose your parents are not trained you properly, do you think you will behave nicely? No, you show all your ego. You know, because you are trained, no, no, beti, madam ke samne aisa nahi bolna hai, aisa nahi rehna hai. Okay. Then you are trained from your childhood. If you are not trained, how are you going to show good behavior? And the credit for your good behavior, it doesn't go to you. The credit for your good behavior goes to your elders who have trained you nicely. Is that right? What do we know? So, the point is, Krishna is the beginning, origin, source of everything. The best example of all good behavior is Krishna. The best example of all selflessness is Krishna. Is there anyone as selfless as Krishna? Do you think there can be anybody? Not possible. Krishna is giving, 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 not expecting anything. Nobody can give like that. Nobody can give without expectation. Because Krishna is unlimited. Just gives. There is no one person who always gives you, who always takes care of you. We human beings cannot do that. You do something for me, I will do something for you. This is our life. Because you also need some things. But does Krishna need anything from you? No, Krishna doesn't need nothing from you. But he is giving you complete care. Don't think you have no money. Don't think you have no education. Krishna doesn't care. Krishna sees your good behavior. He can give everything to Prabhupada. Prabhupada when he started, Prabhupada's education was only pharmacy. Only pharmacy. And Prabhupada has no investment. Then Prabhupada was not wealthy by money. Prabhupada was not learned by mundane. But Prabhupada was a being a devotee was a gentleman. being a devotee was a gentleman. And Prabhupada attracted Krishna. And all these things were added, all things, effortlessly. It's not that Prabhupada has paid all of us to keep him, to work for him. Is that right? Did Prabhupada is paying anything to you that you work for his car? No. You are working voluntarily. Why? Because Prabhupada has given you that knowledge which can make you a selfless, thorough gentleman. Without that we don't know. Only when your spiritual happiness, when your spiritual satisfaction, then only you become well-wisher of others. You are satisfied, so you don't need to exploit anybody. You don't need to exploit, you are satisfied. And your needs are not too many. Suppose people give you, somebody comes and gives you 10 lakhs. So immediately your eating standard will change or what? No. You are only having 10,000, this is how we eat. 50 lakhs are coming every month. Come on, completely change. Okay, a devotee is simple in everything. His eating habits are simple, his living habits are simple, his behavior is simple. A devotee is not complicated. Sometimes it is very difficult if you are a egoistic person. We don't know why you are behaving like this, because you will not say openly. That's called manipulation. You want something. Tell you again. Start. So, to conclude, there is simply by worshipping Lord Krishna, one can worship all living entities. What does it mean? Simply by worshipping Krishna, you get all good qualities and you want to work for others. A devotee is well-wisher. Prabhupada, whenever he used to write sign, you are ever well-wisher. A devotee of Krishna, he doesn't expect anything from anybody. A devotee of Krishna, he doesn't neglect anybody. Only these people I care. I don't care for others. Prabhupada said, I am not just for Indians. Prabhupada said, I am not for Hindus. I am not just for educated people. I am not just for human beings. So Prabhupada wanted to protect other living beings. Don't eat meat. Don't eat fish. Because Prabhupada, he wanted to protect other living entities also. So the point is, if you worship Krishna, automatically you are satisfied. And now, what can I do for suffering living entities? Does a devotee have anything needed for himself? A devotee is in want of anything? Devotee means he is satisfied. That's why a real devotee, simply wherever he goes, how can I help? How can I help? How can I help? How can I help? So if you are always in that mood, can you fight with anybody? Wherever you go, how can I help? If that is your outlook, will you have enemies around you? Ajata Satru. That means for Yudhishthira Maharaj, no enemy was born. Then if your wife, Kauravas are fighting. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj ajata satru. It is true, Yudhishthira Maharaj has any partiality to his own brothers and cousins? No. Yudhishthira Maharaj treated his own brothers and cousins in the same way. Yudhishthira Maharaj treated his family members and the citizens in the same way. Is that right? Then how come people become enemies to Pandavas? Such gentle people, no selfishness, no discrimination. Envy! The Kauravas are envious. They could not tolerate the good behavior. Everybody respecting Yudhishthira Maharaj. Why not me? That's all. It's not that Yudhishthira Maharaj did any harm to Kauravas. They always first thought about the welfare of Kauravas, then about their interest. First, Yudhishthira Maharaj, what can I do for others? Envy. So that means envy is so bad. Envy is so bad that one who is doing everything for you, you still become envious of him. Because you cannot control your mind, he is able to control your mind. He is getting respect, you are not getting respect. And he knows how to behave with everybody, you don't know. So if you become envious, does it help you or what? If you want to overcome envy, just you submit. You submit. No, this man is better behaved than me. And I should accept that. Then by his blessings, you will also overcome the envy. So it is not a surprise. Simply by worshipping Krishna, Krishna is decorated with all qualities. One who is always associating with Krishna, how can you be a bad person? That's why he's saying worshipping Krishna equals worshipping everybody. By worshipping Krishna you are thoroughly satisfied. Now like Krishna you also want to help everybody. That means you are worshipping everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You are asking question at a very wrong time. So much noise out there. Just keep little patience. Hare Krishna. Why you always come to the